Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Spider-Man Edward, Reggie Al Walden, Irma Virginia, and Manny Oba from New York. This is a substitute for Wednesday night stir fry. Here we go. I'm kind of out of course. Now, as we always do, people will be coming in later on. If I have issues, University of Kentucky this past week, a 19-year-old female that was all right to beat up and verbally abuse a fellow black student worker at the University of Kentucky dorm. The black student videotaped the episode. This week, the white student withdrew from the University of Kentucky after it became a national issue. And here's a thing that money will wash this day away. Guess what? It didn't work. See, the money would get away with it. And it didn't work either. As yesterday was election day, all across this great nation, and democracy has been saved for the moment. The American people said, no, we had enough of this, and defeated many, many of Donald J. Trump's aided allies. It might come down to the last senator, Warnock, against Herschel Walker in the state of Georgia. Nobody got 50%. And the wild card was the third candidate who took away 91,000 votes away from both of the candidates, Warnock and Walker. So we will go on the first week of December for the runoff. It could be for the control of the Senate. So congratulations, United States, for doing what you're supposed to do. And I give my hat to the young folk, the Z generation, who did their job and voted. There's something going on in Brooklyn, New York. Carrier issue, we gotta go away. First of all, y'all need to see the movie before y'all speak out. And this is what happens every time an African American speaks up and speaks the truth. he gets right now because he goes against his government. I ain't no kind of revenge. But we must understand about the black Hebrews. Read books. Read the historical archives. I believe that Kyrie Irving has played his last game in Brooklyn, New York. Moving across the country, the Vegas Raiders and John McDonald cannot lose to coach, new head coach Jeff Saturday. And he has his coach. And the thing I have about the situation is this. The Indianapolis Colts flies by the ruling rule once again. The NFL stated in a press conference that the interim coach can be hired and not run by the ruling rule, which says you have to have one minority interview, at least. And this is a back door to getting coaches to be head coaches. Monday night, the NCAA third, the basketball season, this is getting too early, really seriously. When I was a kid, you didn't start basketball until the third week of November. This is the first, the second week of November right now, but high school and colleges did not start basketball until the third or fourth week of November. Now these guys are practicing at the end of October and starting up season in the first or second week of November. Too early. The road to Houston is too early. In the NFL, they're beating of the East. Buffalo, New York Jets, J-E-T-S, and Miami Dolphins, they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. Just like the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the NFC East are going to be a tough out. The Eagles have one of the best quarterbacks on the planet. And we're going to see how good they really are. Free agency is out. The Mets, they will take up the groom. And the big question in Major Baseball is, where is Aaron Judge going? Many say that he will be a New York Yankee. And we are met in a wheelbarrow to keep all these pitchers. On Monday afternoon, the Houston Astros had their parade. And congratulations to Dusty Baker 73 years old. He becomes the oldest manager in baseball to win a World Series. Also, he is the third black manager to win a World Series. Last manager was Dave Roberts of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think it'll be a long time before you see another one. And hockey, the Boston Bruins, were far away from Mitchell Miller. When Carter Russell was saying comments to me about African American players, Matthew Tkachuk was spending 2 games for ice skating in the Los Angeles Kings. Johnny Quick Goldie. They made some really mysterious calls in the NHL this week. Last night, Evander Kane went to the hospital after he was slashed with Kate. Tiger Woods will be in a tournament this weekend after 6 months. It's going to be interesting to see physically how Tiger Woods is going. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the end of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday news. After this.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story of fun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? While you're bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously,
commander-in-chief. One of the great protesters of our time, directed at Donald J. Trump. And next week he said he's going to make an announcement when he's going to run for president or not. I hope he doesn't run, because we don't need this again. We don't want this again. We don't have to have this again. We know what you're about. We know what you will do. We know your politics. America needs to go forward. When the United States told me this week, what was that? We are a better country. We are a better nation. That's what they told me last night. It'll come down to two African Americans. One sports ex-football player against a religious man in Georgia. That's going to be the balance of power in the United States of America in December 2nd, or the first week of December. Now, you know I know Republican Party got four money down in Georgia. So I ask all the cold caravan and the snow patrollers to let's help the Georgia people out and get Mr. Warnock to keep his office in Georgia. Wednesday, the Brooklyn Nets lived the interim coach on Jack Vaughn. He became the permanent coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Tonight they're playing the New York Knicks with a 23-point lead in the third period. The Brooklyn Nets have played defense since the absence of Kyrie Irving. I don't know what has to do with that, but that's what's happening. Brittany Griner, who transferred from Moscow City to Penal Colony in northern Russia. And you know it's getting cold in northern Russia. President Biden has said he's working on getting Grenier back to America as soon as possible. Now the elections are over, there might be a chance that Brittany will come home sooner or later. The highest watched football game in the last 2 years was last weekend the Tennessee-Georgia game was the highest watched game in many, many years. And that proves the point. If you put two good deeds on TV, people will watch the game. NBA news on Sunday, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat a of the rotating figures 114-100. Ball is 24 points, and the Lakers are in serious trouble. They might not even make the playoffs. But there you have it. Number 3 by Conference MVP back in the 90s. VanVleet got 30 points. And the Raptors beat Chicago 130-104 on Sunday night. Bean and Morant, 28 points. Dime members over the Washington Wizards. On Monday, every team in the NBA played on Monday. They had Tuesday off for elections. The Milwaukee Bucks are on fire as they lead the league 8-1. They beat the Cavaliers. Oh no, the Cavaliers are right behind them with 8-2 record. And they are younger than the Milwaukee Bucks. In the West, it's the Utah Jazz. Yeah, the Utah Jazz. And the Portland Trail Blazers lead the West. With the Suns and Grizzlies right behind them. The Warriors with Curry put a beat down on the Sacramento Kings. Curry gets 47 points against the Kings. And hockey is the original six. With the Rangers and the Red Wings on 79. Great game. Blue Jays take a 2-0 lead. With Detroit come back, take a 3-2 victory on Sunday night. The NHL with their new uniforms. Oh boy, I tell you, I need to go back to work with them. The Carolina Hurricanes look like the New Jersey Devils with their jersey. Everybody's got a, what they call, modern era jersey. And boy, I tell you, they look like they look themselves. Anyway, we got, only an hour to do it in the morning. What's up, Professor? Don't be there. All right. How you doing, bro?
I can't complain.
I tried to get the show earlier, but there's too many things going on. We need to discuss before it gets too late. One is the Indiana Colts thing. And this, they hired a man that had no experience in head coaching, and then gave the offensive play calling to a 28-year-old boy. What are they doing in the Indianapolis?
Not much, and they're not going to do much better.
No. This is a disaster area. It's crazy they did that.
No, you can't be surprised at this anymore. I mean, this is how the NFL does it. You know.
Well, they get around the Rooney Rule.
Look, they don't care about their Rooney Rule. I mean, you know, it's obvious.
It's obvious.
They don't care about the Rooney Rule.
Why do you make a rule? I don't follow it.
So you can save face and make it look like you're, make it appear that you're doing something. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less.
I believe that the Colts are going to lose every game the rest of the year.
Well, I mean, you know, it's you know, he's been, you know, if you're a season ticket holder, all six of you.
yeah.
It's This is par for the course in the NFL. He's already made his money for this year, so he feels like he can put somebody there, you know, and just, you know, just finish out the, you know, finish out whatever.
But if I'm an offensive player,
what's that?
I'm looking at this.
What's that?
I ain't playing. I'm not playing.
They're just one of a lot of teams that are like that, you know.
Oh man! I guess they play this week. They play the Las Vegas Raiders this week. Now, if the Dolphins lose to the Indianapolis Colts this week, John
McDaniels will
lose his job too.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath waiting for that. About it is they shouldn't be focusing. He should be one of the spare parts. He shouldn't be the main thing. But they can run the ball. They have one of the better receivers in the league. They don't need to, you know, they don't need for him to be the focal point. But you always, but then again, you have to have an offensive coordinator that recognizes that.
Right. To be good, a political tip, what do you think what happened yesterday?
It's just more depressing more than anything else. They're going to drag this thing in Georgia for another 4 weeks or so.
And you know what, Tony, the Georgia thing could be the key to the whole rest. I mean, if Herschel Walker wins, Republicans get that Senate. If Warnock wins, the Democrats get the Senate. That to me is very, very dangerous.
Well, see, you know, I'm probably not the right person to talk about this because I'm registered independent. I have no love for either party. I have no love for either party. You know, we all know that Herschel is there as a stooge more than anything else. And plus, you know, Abrams didn't win again, so that just sort of lets you know where they're going to be going for the most part.
Yeah, and then what the Abrams they tell me is we don't like strong black women at all, as they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so
Abrams is a very strong black woman.
Well, strong, weak, you know, strong, weak. They just don't like black folks, men or women. Again, just let you know, it's just let you know about the state of Georgia. You can't be surprised anymore about what, you know, what how things play out there.
Well, I'm kind of surprised by Pennsylvania too, the way they Democrat. Freeman or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy to see that he won.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Oz is not be, you know, I get tired of people coming on TV and becoming a political enough of this.
Well, again, but doesn't that speak more of the voters than it does the guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
Arizona, who is a denier, and she was a TV anchor. What are you doing?
How many
seasons have been running in the first place?
Well, yeah, look, half of them shouldn't be, because there's still, you know, you still got folks that are trying to tell you that Trump won. So.
Well, luckily half of those guys lost.
Mm-hmm.
300 people that Trump was backing, 185 lost. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but there's still, enough of them.
About that too.
There's still enough of them out there to make things crazy.
Yeah. In the National Football League, we got the bomb going on, man. The Eagles are undefeated. The Cowboys right behind that. I cannot believe I'm seeing the J-E-T-S Jets in second place in the AFL East.
Yeah, well,
what's up with
you know,
that?
Well, no, you know, look, they have been slowly putting together a decent team over the last few years. As you know, again, the thing with them, and this to me, this is how it always been in the league. If you can run the ball and you can stop the run, you'll always be in the game. Now, they're probably a decent quarterback away from being a real dangerous team.
Yeah. And their defense really, really good.
Yeah, that's their strength, and that will keep them in a lot of games. A lot has been made. You know, a lot was made of them losing to the Patriots, but end of the day, they beat. You still want to be able to beat them, of course. But if you can, if you can beat the quote unquote top dog, then you've got then there is something to build from.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, the New York Football Giants will be in Dallas. The 1 o'clock game, and I believe that the Giants can beat Dallas and Dallas.
Well, the Dallas is probably, you know, they didn't show much. They didn't show much when they played them at home, though. That's the only thing.
Right.
I mean,
Twinkle, Twinkle toes, you gotta do better. You know who I call Twinkle toes? Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do a better job.
Well, you know, he ain't going to get, you know, I'm sorry. He may have already peaked like that. I think we've seen whatever we're going to see out of Jones. I don't think there's, I don't see where he's going to, you know, go to a different level anytime soon.
I'm Barbie, but I don't want them to wear out Barbie.
They have no choice. I mean, he's their, you know, he's their only weapon, and he's their only weapon. It's almost no way around it, to be honest. Maybe not wear him out, but they don't really have, you know, they're not very balanced offensively.
No.
Now the defense is a lot better. The defense is a lot better than it has been over the past few years, but they're still, you know, I mean, they've overachieved a little bit, but I think I know the NFC is kind of weak. I don't know if they're good enough to get in the postseason this year, especially given the disparity between them and the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Well, you mean it'll be a wild card?
I don't see them. You know, what are they? Six and two now, right?
Yeah.
I get the feeling that
be down the rest of the year.
maybe not downhill, but I think that the. Let's put it this way. Now, again, defensively, they are better than they have been. Only thing is, you won't want to compare them to the other team and that, but they don't have the same offensive weapons like the Jets do. And I think that's going to be now both of the quarterbacks ain't nothing to write home about. But the thing is, I think the Jets do have a few more weapons, and plus the fact I just think they're just much better as a team defensively.
But
and see, the Jets have
to... only 3 games I see them losing, is the Dallas game, the Eagle game, and the Minnesota game. There's only 3 games I see them losing the rest of the year.
Well, you always got to be careful when you're doing them projections because everybody always has that one, like, you know, they all, you know, a lot of people thought that they would go into Seattle and win, but
yeah.
So we saw what happened there.
I thought Seattle was going to beat them.
49ers in Seattle, I think, and they're playing each other within a week or two of each other. You know, it's part of that whole where they feel like they have to have these games on Thursday and all the other stuff. So it messes up the rest of the schedule.
Well, my thing is, the last month of the season and the first month of the season, the first month
Yeah. Well, again, that's, you know, when you're trying to cram in 16 games in a 17-week season, this is what happens.
Did you watch the Tennessee game this weekend?
I did not. I saw highlights. I guess people are ready to just, you know, not so much that they're. I don't think it was like they were a fluke or whatever. But people are, you know, the very same folks who were trying to talk about them in the national championship thing are now literally. I mean. It's the, again, because it's still a four-team thing, this is why that, you know,
right,
hopefully
right.
When they go to the eight, we won't have, you know, we won't make it so that that they're burying teams after one or two, after one loss.
Well, I just glad to see Alabama and Clemson not get it. I'll be in the land.
Well, yeah. Well, look, it runs its course. I mean, you know, now, the Georgias and the Tennessees can have their day. So, you know, look, you know, college football is cyclical, and they've taken advantage. You know, those two schools have taken advantage of that. But yeah, they, you know, it comes to reason that you at some point you're not going to get. You're not going to be. I mean, it's not like they're terrible, but it's just they're not going to play for the national championship every year, and their fans down there are spoiled.
Yeah. Will Deion Sanders? Will he going to move?
I think he's. You know, maybe I'm naive. I think he's going to stay. Personally, I think he's going to stay. The thing is, he's building something there. I think, you know,
right.
he's building something there. Now, yes, you know, let's be honest, the white schools can offer him more money and what have you, but I think he's building something. I truly think he's building something down there in Mississippi. And I think that there's still more work for them to do now. Yes, that, you know, look, they're having a great season right now.
Yeah.
They
had a good season last year too. So.
Yeah. Well. Right now, they're working on. They're not one of just one of the top teams in. You know, they're not only one of the top teams in HBCU football. They're just one of the top football teams in the country. Plain and simple.
They're number eight in the SDS
bowl.
Number 8.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're the best team I've seen at that level this year. I ain't gonna lie, I haven't seen some of the other schools, but you know, clearly they. I think the funny thing is, I think they've been playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because of what happened in the Celebration Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Well, they got an outside chance of making the playoff. You know, they made it. They made them last year. They have an outside chance to. You know, to you may get at least one more team out of the SWAC that will play in the postseason this year. And again, whenever this happens, there's always the thing of, you know, should you go for the quote unquote national championship, the white national championship, or play for an HBCU champ? I mean, it's a national championship either way. But it's also obvious that they don't look at the black schools on that same level. So I don't, you know, so yeah. Why not just play amongst yourself and win and have an HBCU championship? To me, a national championship is a national championship, no matter what level.
My school was in the running until 2 weeks ago, and they got blew out. They got
They're FCS as well?
Yeah.
What's up now? What's up?
Top 10, North Dakota State, Sacramento State, Montana State, South Dakota State, Weber, and Jackson State.
Jackson State. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got three in the MVP. Missouri Valley Conference, three of them. We had four, but SIU drops out.
It's a rough
conference.
It's a very underrated league. I mean, of course, it's, you know, because it's not, you know, because it's not Division One A, so to speak. It sort of flies under the radar. But no, that's a solid. They've been a solid conference for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I want to. I have to go. But I hate to end on a sort of a sad note. But unfortunately, we lost another legend earlier today where, I don't know if you remember Fred Hickman used to be on CNN Sports Tonight with Nick Charles? Yeah. I found out he passed away earlier today. We've been losing a lot of our legends, and I always liked Fred Hickman back in the day, you know, him and Nick Charles.
You know, he was the one that got me back into sports again. I was like, all right, I got up, man. He kept me interested in sports.
Yeah, he was actually working for the Black News Channel for a while, I think, last year. But he went back to his sport. Yeah, he had went back to his sports. But yeah, I think most folks who know of his work remember him with CNN. You know, when CNN used to have CNN Sports Tonight with him and Nick Charles, they used to always watch them back in the day. But I was lucky enough to meet him once at an NABJ convention. But yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, he's
it was bad because they would go up against
Sports Center.
I'm
not gonna lie, I always like CNN Sports Tonight because of Fred Hickman.
Much better like than the ESPN show back then.
Absolutely. I gotta go, Gag, and I gotta get ready for work for tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure I called in for a quick second.
Okay, thank you, Ed.
Right, okay, T. Hey, be safe, T.
You too, man.
Oh, we got Reggie now. We got Reg.
Well, first of all, we want to shout out to you, Gary, for being a trooper tonight and bringing the show on, but I'm not remiss to give blessings and prayers to Mike.
Nagasaki, looking for the EM Group Tour Championship near the end of the year. PGA last week is the Worldwide Tag Championship. Maricopa, Mexico, Russell Henley, despite Byron Ehrman. This week is the Gannets back over to Houston. This week is the RSM guys against Georgia. That's BGA. In the WTA, the World Tennis Association rankings, number one, Carlos Alcaraz. Number two, Rafael Nadal. Number three, Stefanos Tsitsipas. Number four, Casper Reed. Number five, Daniel Medvedev. On the women's side, we finally got two Americans in the top 10. Number one, Iga Swiatek. Ozu Jabeur. Number three, Jessica Pegula from Buffalo. And Coco Gauff, the teenage sensation. Number five, Maria Sakkara. Rune Bjorkovic of France. Garcia and Suarez meet in Mexico finals this week. Also this week, they're in Milan, Italy. The Next Gen Battles and the Nito Battles in Italy. NASCAR last week was the NASCAR Championship in Phoenix, Arizona, with Joey Logano winning. And the Formula One, they were off last week. This week is the Brazilian Grand Prix. And Lewis Hamilton is going close four times. They got in second place. He has not gotten one first place this year, 2022. There are two more races left in the end of the season. Before we close up the Formula One season. Next year they start in March. They added two more races. And I think that's about it for today. I wanted to fill in the gap, but Mr. Ingram will be all right. And come back on the air soon. For the third prize, all the chefs, you can catch me on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. On Sunday, it's a music box at 4 o'clock Pacific time. This week, we will be doing Alicia Keys on the music box this Sunday. Score this final. The Brooklyn Nets 114. New York Knicks 86. A real beatdown by the Brooklyn Nets. Next is the West Coast turn with the LA Clippers against the LA Lakers. Who's the home team? The LeBron James is going to get this team back in order? I think they can. If AD stays healthy, Lakers will come back. We will see those about 10 minutes. The LA Lakers host the LA Clippers. I don't know who the home team is, but it's in Staples Center. So, go watch the game. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Get me on
That's all you got.